Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tadao Effect. I'm your host, Taquisha Davis. We are 2 days into spring already. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I was compelled to come on. It's 11:37 p.m. in the H. If y'all haven't noticed, I haven't been sending my episodes as I record them, simply because I've been doing that since I've started. And the obedience. If it's meant for you to hear the word, or a word from me, you will definitely be guided. So, no force. I just want to say that. And getting right into today's episode. People say all the time that they get used. And the truth is, if you're not getting used, then that makes you useless. No one is wrong for seeing value in you and connecting to it in order to grow. You played the fool because you overextended yourself without being compensated in the proper form. A true prosperous bond forms when individuals can use each other and the relationship becomes symbiotic. The reason why a lot of people never get there is because we have this new term where everybody is looking for somebody that's equally yoked. A person with money don't need somebody with money. A person with money needs somebody with a plan. If you got a plan, you need somebody with money. If you got milk, you need somebody with cereal. If you got the seed, you need somebody with the dirt. You get the point. Y'all will have money, a car, a house, and require the person you're looking for to have money, car, and a house. That's not it. You need somebody who's packing where you are lacking, and vice versa. You can buy $2,000 electronics and they won't do nothing for you until you put that $5 battery in there and you get the $1 million results. If you're the electronic, then you need to be looking for the battery so you can get to the results. You're too busy looking at the cost of the laptop and the cost of the batteries and not knowing the worth is actually about $500,000 a piece, because once put together, you get a million. The $1 million result, how are you maintaining it to stay at the million? I know it's a hard pill to swallow. The love of your life, your business partner, that spiritual connection that you're looking for might not be who you thought it was, but lean not on your own understanding. Find somebody you can use and somebody you don't mind being used by. The kindest thing you can do for yourself is to let people go when they want to go. No chasing, no begging. Let it hurt and then let it heal. When we stop forcing people to choose us, we make room for the people that were made for us. I love you guys, and until next time, peace.